Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really wonderful. Wonderful.
Good to hear. The Daytona 500 was a pretty good race. And then on the 192nd of 200 laps, 18 cars taken out. Half the field, more than half the field, taken out on an accident with 8 laps to go in the Daytona 500. Did you watch this, Eddie?
Oh, absolutely I did. And, you know, at 192, I can tell you one thing. It took out all the big dogs, from Joey Logano to Brad Keselowski.
Yes. I mean,
they just wiped them out.
We'll get into it later on in the show. WWE's Stephanie McMahon named in allegations of a cover-up in the WWE. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. The NFL is over. We'll be talking draft at some point, I'm assuming. But stuff will happen in the off season. MLB,
well, free agency is going to be huge, Jeff.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting time. You've got a story in here that we're going to discuss that has already popped up in free agency, or a trade that could potentially be made.
MLB, hey, well, your butthole boys, the Commodores, the Commodores, you know.
Yes. Lionel Richie and the boys making
That's
some moves.
It, baby.
MLB, we're going to talk some MLB too. Spring training's here. The games start this week, Eddie. They're going to start playing baseball this week for spring training all over Florida and Arizona. Should be fun to watch. I myself am a big baseball fan. I know it's not the most popular sport in the world anymore.
Well, you know something? People that don't like baseball, they can get their ass out of America, because they're not really Americans.
Well, they say now that the NFL is America's sport, but
there is no way.
It's hard to argue that. I mean, it has become a bigger sport than baseball as far as television coverage, as far as how much it is in the zeitgeist. But we'll get into that, Eddie. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie Mansfield, Oh Dark 30, the coolest clothes, shoes that you could possibly put on if you want to look like a man. That's what I have to say about Oh Dark 30 this week. If you want to look like a man, you need to get yourself some Oh Dark 30 gear.
Well, absolutely. Because it's a man's man kind of stuff. But you know something? Hey, all you women look good in it too. They have women's merchandise as well.
Well, Eddie, I didn't look at it.
Old Dark 30 is just like cool stuff. I mean, if you're not with the program and you're not wearing Old Dark 30, you're not with the program, Jackson. Just go to olddark30.com and it's beautiful stuff.
olddark30.com. Go check it out. I love those boots, Eddie. So getting into the Daytona 500.
You hear that, Lenny? He loves those boots.
I do. Yeah, the Daytona 500, it was crazy. They did a restart on lap 197, which honestly, it's ridiculous.
192, baby.
No, the wreck happened on 192. They went 5 laps and under caution.
Oh, yeah, they always
did
do
the
that.
Last three. It's ridiculous that they do that. I feel like if you're under 10 laps... You run your
Stop
caution
it.
Laps.
Right.
They don't count against the count. So there were three laps to go. That accident happened when Ross Chastain slid through the infield grass after he rubbed Austin Cindric.
Right.
And he slid through the grass, came back into the field, and everything.
Wiped
all
out
hell,
all the stars, man. All
hell
the superstars
loose.
Of NASCAR.
You know what's funny, Eddie, is that the one guy that he didn't wipe out was Martin Truex Jr., who came in 17th, which is the last place. That's the guy I took to win. He came in last place of all of the guys that didn't get wiped out in that crash. But you know what? It's early in the season. I'm allowed to make mistakes like that. I just felt like a guy that had never won it, he's got to step up at some point. But then again, there are guys that never win it. So he may be one of them.
Well, you know, I thought sure that Kyle Busch, you know, he's been knocking on that door and he almost won last year. But You know, he just can't do it. He may be one of those guys that go down in history. He's won everything else but 500. And it does happen.
Yeah,
it really does.
There are some great drivers that never won the Daytona 500, and there are other races that they never won. And some of these guys, you know, no matter how big the name is, they can't
you
win.
Don't know about, hey, I was thinking about this when I was hearing about Jimmy Johnson. You know, he had trouble really getting into this race. You know, that Jabroni racing that he's doing. I mean, they almost had to push the car to the finish line. I mean, that's how close he was with not making. That's a 7-time champion, you know. And it's sad that when you see a Jimmy Johnson, not the coach, the racer, going and doing this kind of jabroni run instead of picking up the phone and calling Hendricks and going back to what took you to the promised land.
Yeah, you know, I guess I think that Hendricks Racing wanted to move on from him more than he wanted to move on from them. He's up there in age. They obviously have these kids. I mean, the Bowman wins the race.
They just finished 1 and 2.
Yeah, Bowman takes second to the Byron, the winner. William Byron and Alex Bowman, the two Hendricks car racers, 1 and 2.
Yeah, he won in the 24, the old DuPont car, old Jeff Gordon used to drive, remember? The Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah, and it it was the first 1-2 finish in the Great American Race for Hendricks Motor Cars since Jimmy Johnson beat Dale Earnhardt Jr. in 2013. So yeah. It's clearly those two names, one of them is still trying to race, the other one has moved on. So I think that it was Hendricks kind of wanting to move on and bring in their younger drivers. It clearly paid off in this race. Jimmy Johnson is, as you call it, off jabroni racing with a jabroni team, but he still wants to race, and those guys are willing to give him a car. So,
but you gotta say this about the 1-2 finish. It was the last man standing, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there definitely were one or two guys that probably would have pulled this out had they not gotten involved in that crash. It was...
Logano was really charging. Keselowski was charging. I mean, it was like 10 to go, and boy, boom. When, you know, the horses come out of the stall. Bam, yeah. Let's go.
Blaney was taken out also. Stenhouse Jr., the defending race champion. Winner taken out. So yeah, I feel like this race would have ended differently if it hadn't been for that crash, but that's part of racing.
Rubbing the metal, man. Whether it's the 500 or Talladega, they're always waiting for the big one, and this time they waited and waited and waited, and it happened on 192, and they wiped out 18 of the superstar drivers in NASCAR. Bam, that quick.
Yeah, it was a really cool win too. William Byron said after the race that I was a kid that was racing on a computer, and now I won the Daytona 500. His dad, he dedicated the race to, who I guess was ill and couldn't make it to the race, but cool story. Not likely he's going to be in contention for the championship at the end of the year. So a fun Daytona 500 to get the racing series started off, and we will see what happens going forward. I wanted to talk to you, Eddie, because we mentioned last week that I was in Indianapolis for the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fun. An interesting thing happened. A kid that has only played in 4 NBA games, who's, a 6-foot-tall, white, lily-white basketball player, Mac McClung. Who,
he's from Osceola Magic, isn't he?
Yeah, he's now in the G League affiliate of the Orlando Magic, the Osceola Magic. Cool. Last season, he was pulled up onto the Philadelphia Sixers roster because of injuries, and he won the slam dunk contest last year, and he won it again this year. I was in the building, and the Boo Birds were out because they felt like the guys were giving scores to guys that they didn't deserve, but when the end came and Mac McClung won, the place went crazy. It was perfect. Everybody was completely happy with Mac McClung, the back-to-back champion. He was asked afterward if he would be back for a third, if he was going to try to three-peat. And he honestly said, we'll have to see if I'll even be in the NBA next year. to
yeah, because he's white. Him.
Yeah. Well, also, he's not really.
And he can out jump all the black guys. That's pretty good.
He almost He almost hit his head on the rim when he jumped over Shaq. It was an incredible thing to see. But
wow,
He's got some
springs in those legs, man. Yeah.
I don't think I don't think he's going to crack the Magic's roster. It's already filled with young potential stars going forward. So we'll see if he can land somewhere else or if he's still playing for Osceola. They're obviously cool with letting him go for a little while during the All-Star break. But the best thing to come out of the NBA All-Star Weekend for me personally was the fact that they do this thing now on TNT and TBS where they have the All-Star game on one channel the way we're used to watching it with the regular commentators, and they follow the game as it goes. And then on the other channel, they have two hosts and revolving guests that come in.
And well, kind of like Peyton and Eli.
Yes, it's exactly the same thing as the Manning cast. But on this particular one, they had Draymond Green come through. And while Draymond Green was on the other channel, they brought it into the main network broadcast. And so it was Reggie Miller and Chuck and Ernie. And they brought in Charles Barkley and Draymond Green and whomever else was hosting that. I think it might have been who's the huge Cheryl Swoops or one of the big WNBA names. But they bring them in for the main broadcast. And Reggie Miller's talking to Charles Barkley and he's talking to Draymond Green. And Draymond Green says, "Hey, Reggie, I know you love it here in Indianapolis, but..." "How about we don't do an All-Star game here ever again?" And Reggie Miller said, "Are you too cold?" And Draymond Green said, "Yes, I'm too cold." And then Charles Barkley, you got to love him, said, "I'd rather be cold than with all of those homeless crooks in San Francisco," to Draymond Green.
Only Barkley. Okay. Hey, the Barkley man will lay it on you. Boy,
I don't know how he gets away with this stuff, but I'm glad he does because it's refreshing to hear someone say something honest like that on one of these broadcasts. He's right. I'd rather do it in Saskatchewan, Canada, in the dead of winter.
Right. And 30 below.
And have to, walk uphill both ways to get to the arena than be in that godforsaken San Francisco area. But next year we will be back in San Francisco for the NBA All-Star game. So
That's a toilet bowl, man. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I used to love San Francisco. It used to be
a beautiful
town.
It's a beautiful
city. It's just drop dead gorgeous. And they've allowed, I mean, the whole state of California.
Yeah.
All that woke bullshit has just killed the whole state of California. And I know this broadcast goes in California, and I was the king of LA for a lot of years. And wrestling out there and America's heavyweight champion for a lot of years. And you know something? When I was laying on the beach in Santa Monica with all them pretty ladies, they wasn't any woke joke some bitches in the building or on the beach anywhere to be found. Because you know what we'd have done to them, Jeff?
Suplexed them?
Well, if I was on the beach, I would have probably drowned the bastard.
Well, I agree with you there. I feel like, we need to drown the proverbial woke sentiment. I feel like it was rooted in good in the beginning, but everything
bullshit
that is turns into...
It's just horrible.
It is.
It's killing America, man.
It is.
It's just killing America. Look what it's done to the great state of California. You think these people are happy to live in Santa Monica
now? No, I feel for those people. I wish they would.
In San Francisco, it's like a big toilet in San Francisco.
Things are not going well on the West Coast, all the way up the Pacific Ocean on the West Coast. It's a disaster. And Charles Barkley said it to Draymond Green. So anyway, a lot of fun had in Indianapolis. They did a great job. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
WrestleMania!
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. You heard that voice, Eddie.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon has now managed to rope the lovely Stephanie, Miss Stephanie, in to allegations that she tried to cover up what's been going on in the WWE. And it's everybody who is under the microscope at the WWE is coming out against Vince McMahon. Here's the thing about Vince McMahon. Here's the big mistake he made. Because I've heard through the years, and I'm sure you can attest to the fact, that he's not a really great guy to work for. He's a pain in the ass. He wants what he wants. He wants it to come up Vince every time the coin's flipped. So he's not going to pay you. He's not going to do all of these things. He made a lot of guys rich. Don't get me wrong. Hulk Hogan won't say a negative thing about him, no matter what. But now that the scrutiny has been brought onto Vince McMahon, people are coming out of the woodwork. And they're really, really starting to turn on him. And it turns out that he's pulling people in. And John Laurinaitis, who you speak so highly of, you're a big fan, John Laurinaitis, who's named in the sex trafficking lawsuit with Vince McMahon, you are letting me know that he's now come out and alleged that Vince McMahon was aware of the rape of Ashley Massaro in Kuwait.
Absolutely.
And people are coming out.
John Laurinaitis is married to the Bella Twins' mama. So how you think that the Bella Twins look at him knowing that he was banging all these broads with Vince and banging that one girl that's bringing a lawsuit against him for sex trafficking, as he said, you know. Yeah. But as a macho man would have said. Anyway, it's a problem.
Vince was sex trafficking.
Yeah. That's it, man. So, but but Vince is in trouble. You know, we're going to probably hear him, that voice that you heard earlier when we opened this segment, in Atlanta Penitentiary doing the announcing in the prison yard.
He's going to have boyfriend mania.
That's what he's going to have.
You know, it's funny, Eddie. Have you noticed who is the most excited about all of this? I've seen a lot of interviews of former wrestlers, former members of the WWE. You know who I think is the most excited of everybody? Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, man. Bret hates that guy.
He seems to be very happy with the situation. I'm sure he's not happy that what happened. I'm sure he's very disappointed that it had to come to this, but man, is he jumping up and down on Vince McMahon's grave now that he's in trouble.
Well, you know, he was part of the Montreal Screwjob.
He was the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, no, he was. And because he said that he would drop the belt anywhere but Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the business, you know, Brett always did business the right way, and why he would screw Brett like that to try to humiliate him in front of the home crowd, I have no idea.
Well, Vince, now, I think, is a guy that was used to getting what he wanted. And I having watched.
Yeah, but he said, I dropped the belt anywhere but Canada.
Yeah, but they wanted it there. They wanted it to happen.
Yeah, but
there.
You know something? Why do you want to be in Canada? The exchange rate sucks. I mean, you lose money. You know, that's how come we always used to have to be paid in American money because it just wouldn't work with that goofy looking money they got, you know.
The queen.
The queen.
Yeah, we got rid of her a long time ago. We don't need her face on our money. Let me ask this question, Eddie. Going back to the Montreal Screwjob, he also didn't want to drop the belt to Shawn Michaels either. He didn't feel like Shawn Michaels treated him with the kind of respect that he wanted, and he wanted to drop that belt.
Well, you know, that's where I draw the line because I know Shawn Michaels.
Good guy?
Yeah. Okay. I love Shawn Michaels. Right. He's one of the greatest workers ever in the business. And I just think the world of Shawn Michaels, and he just had got a great gimmick. You know, he worked a lot like me.
He was part of one of my favorite tag teams of all time. I loved watching those guys. They were so fun to watch. That was such a great era of the WWF, now the WWE.
Yeah, well, Shawn, you know, he was trained by one of the guys that I've wrestled a few times back in my day, you know, Jose Lothario. He was trained by one of the best. Mm-hmm. And Jose probably had one of the best right-hand shots, punches to everybody listening, there ever was in the wrestling business. Jose was just, you know, really, really good at what he did. And Jose even told Shawn, copy Eddie Mansfield. He knows how to draw money. Because Shawn and me are the same size.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he took a lot of Eddie Mansfield, and he gave me one of the best compliments ever at the Cauliflower Alley Club that when he was getting an award there in Vegas, he said top three matches he ever saw in his life was Eddie Mansfield versus Scott Casey, hair versus hair in San Antonio, Texas. He was there live.
Nice.
And he even said that was one of the loudest pops he ever heard in the history of wrestling, which is cool. Because we turned away like 15,000 people at the Hemisphere Arena, and it was really good. It was, I'll never forget that three count. It was just like thundering, man, the building shook. It was like earthquakes, you know. They couldn't wait to get my damn haircut, you know. They just loved it. And so it was good. It was a hell of a run, man. We sold out everywhere, me and that cowboy, and it was good. It was good times in wrestling. It was good. I made a lot of money. And I can't complain.
Great times. And we unfortunately have to get back to the ugliness that's going on there now. Kara Pippa, friend of the late Massaro, states that the WWE was fully aware of Massaro's drugged and abused body when it was found in Kuwait by a WWE executive. That's going to get ugly. Things are popping up. But WrestleMania is coming up. And the...
Oh, yeah.
Aussie Ladies WWE champ is so bad in the ring and on the mic.
Oh, well, you know something? She looks like she stinks. I mean, you know what I mean? Smells. I mean, she's like backed up to water.
I must have gotten her good side. I didn't see that, but I believe you.
Oh, my goodness, man. I saw her. I said, man, this girl hadn't had a bath. You know, them Aussie girls, we used to wrestle down in Australia, down in Sydney. In Sydney, down in King's Cross and all this other place, we used to party. And let me tell you, these Australian women were drop-dead gorgeous. But you look down, they got more hair on the legs than you do. And so, you know, I always had a problem with that. So when I look at her, I mean, she just looks nasty. With all them tattoos and stuff she's got, she's just butt ugly. Not only is she butt ugly, she can't work. She can't talk on the mic. You got that Stratton chick out there. Boy, she's finer than El DeBerry wine, as they say. But I can tell you one thing. She is fine, and she can work in the ring, and she looks pretty. This one's butt ugly, man. She looks like the south end of a northbound mule. You know what that is? An ass. Yeah. I mean, she smells like an ass. And so I have nothing for that girl. I think she's a joke.
Cody
and they're going to Perth. They're going to Perth, and they're putting her on the big stage in Perth. I've wrestled in Perth, Australia. So you ain't doing nothing big. And so she's going against the big girl, Nia Jax. She's going to sit that big ass of hers on him. But, you know, something, she stinks to high. I mean, I'd hate to even get in the ring with her. I mean, just, you know, as a partner or something, you know, in a mixed tag. Boy, she just doesn't look good and smells. That's not for me.
Cody versus Roman is the headline of WrestleMania 40. What are you calling it, Eddie?
Egomania 40.
Egomania 40.
The Rockin' Roman.
Yeah. Well, listen, Eddie, we got to get it.
It's a rock show.
We got to get into this. And I'm going to use the one that we used for when he was Jabroni of the Week, since we're talking about her. Here we go.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Oh, absolutely. It smells, and it got on Rhea Ripley. I mean, she smells like I told you. Woo! Not only does she stink in the ring, she stinks bodily. I mean, she needs to do a commercial where she don't stink. You stink. You double stink. Not only can you not work, but at least take a shower. They got showers in all these arenas. Put some soap on your ass, woman, because you smell the high heaven. And that's my Jabroni of the Week. Rhea Ripley, the ugliest and stinkiest woman in the WWE.
I don't know what she did to you, Eddie, but you're not a fan of Rhea Ripley. And the ladies of wrestling are going to be very upset with your take on her.
But not really.
No. Nobody thinks she should be.
That's the truth.
Because they put a belt on her because she'd be the home crowd favorite in Perth. I mean, speculation. Yeah. I don't know what's going on over there, but that's just pure speculation.
What happened to Nia Jax? Well, the funk knocked her out, man. I mean, it stunk so bad she just fainted. She put her in the head scissors and she fainted, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, brother Jeff.
All right, man. Well, let's talk about it again. It's our favorite clothing line.
Oh, absolutely.
Going over here at Mouthing Off all over the world. Oh, Dark 30. Your buddy Lenny has started a company over there, and we're really excited about it. I really like the clothing. As I've said many times before, I love them boots. And if you want to go out on the town and look like an American man, go
down
and
get. Well, they got women's stuff too. It's beautiful.
I know, Eddie, but
beautiful women. Not so stinky butt Rhea Ripley. They got fine looking stuff for really good looking women.
I know, Eddie, but there are no women that would possibly listen to us. So go get your girlfriend or your wife.
You better speak about yourself. I got thousands of beautiful women that want to listen to the Cop Metal Lover each and every week right here live and in color on Mouthing Off.
All right, Eddie.
And odark30.
odark30.com to get the killer clothing from odark30. All right, we'll be right back on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Mouthing off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, you just don't want to move on from the NFL.
And hey, the No Fun League is right. I just love the No Fun League.
We were discussing in the break how we were going to get into a couple of these things going on with the NFL, because I made the mistake of asking Eddie about one of the topics we're getting ready to discuss, and he was getting ready to give me what you all deserve to hear. So I stopped him and said, "Hey, whoa. Let's discuss this on the show." So we're
well,
back.
You know good and well, if you ask me a question, you're going to get an answer.
Yeah, I know. I made the mistake. I said it was a mistake. But you are under the impression that the New York Football Giants,
yes,
are considering a reunion with a little known coach, Bill Belichick, in the Big Apple. What do you where are those rumblings coming from? You got some inside?
Well,
dope?
I got some friends that work with the Giants in the office, in the executive office. And I'm not going to call any names, but I'm just saying that
it's unnamed sources are completely acceptable these days, Eddie. You know that.
Exactly.
So let's just unname them, but we'll source them directly from the office of the New York Giants. Comes
yeah,
this
the owner's office, yes. And I can tell you one thing, they really are wanting to reunite with one of the greatest coaches of all time, and that's Bill Belichick. Not only did he win 2 Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator with the Giants, but he won 6 in New England. That's 8 Super Bowls. And he would fit perfect in New York because he's a winner.
They need a quarterback, although the guy that they were rolling out there last season was so the New York Giants. He was literally, if you went to casting and said, cast us a quarterback for the New York Football Giants, the kid was perfect for it. The agent that looked like he was off the Sopranos, he's right. Got the Italian last name. DeVito, he's running out there. It's a show. They were putting on a show over there in the Meadowlands. But unfortunately, the show wasn't the greatest football team in the world. It was just a lot of fun while the team was struggling. And I think if you brought Bill Belichick in, he would probably make a quarterback change and could really get things. I mean, it's hard to believe that you can be a team that exists in the state of New York. Look at what California has done. California's throwing championships out constantly. New England is championships constantly. Those big markets are doing what they're supposed to do. I don't know what Chicago's problem is. I don't know what New York's problem is. It's time to get it together. There should be at least one team that's competing for a championship coming out of New York. And when I say New York, no offense to East Toronto, but the Bills don't count. I'm talking about New York City and the Giants or the Jets, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Yankees, the Mets. Somebody's got to start competing. The Knicks are looking good, but Bill Belichick would be great there.
Instantly that this guy, and you know something? He's the type of guy with a good quarterback. He may make a phone call and say, "Hey, Gronk, you tired? You tired yet? I'm partying. Come on over here and let's win us another championship."
Yeah. I don't see that one happening. They're making commercials about how he's not going to unretire, but you never know. I mean,
that means he's going to unretire. As soon as they start making commercials like that, Gronk will be back. I mean, you know something? He's still young.
Yeah.
And he was hurt so much. His body is fine. Yeah. He just didn't, he was just hurt all the time. He's just one of those guys that just stayed hurt.
Well, I think he partied more than he exercised. So
you think?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know. And I think at one point he thought he was going to be a stand-up comedian. He went out there and did.
Well,
a
he'll get his
shows.
Happy ass all the way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a lot of partying guys in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, he could have a lot of fun in New York. Chris Jones, interior defensive lineman for the Chiefs, who was a big part of that Chiefs defense.
Oh, without a doubt,
free agent. And Kirk Cousins, who has had a tumultuous run in the NFL. He was originally drafted lower in the draft than RG3 in Washington. The owners of the Redskins at the time wanted RG3. The coaching staff, the Shanahan boys, wanted Kirk Cousins, and it didn't work out. The Shanahans were moved on. What a mistake by the Washington franchise to let both of the Shanahans get away. I mean, Kyle has turned out to be one of the best coaches in the NFL. There, it was clear that he was going to be that. He was doing so well as a coordinator under his father. And they moved on from them and kept RG3, who was in the league all of, I want to say, four seasons. He's a decent human being. I think he's a great guy, but I don't think he was the answer at quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And you think that Kirk could be going somewhere that the Shanahans once owned in Denver or Atlanta?
Well, either yeah. I like Atlanta and Denver as sleepers for Kirk. But then again, the biggest sleeper of all we just talked about, who needs a quarterback?
The Giants.
And the Giants. Now, will the general manager at the Giants pull the strings to get a Cousins? Because Cousins has thrown for over 4,000 yards for 7 out of 8 seasons.
Yeah, he's
a good
quarterback.
That's pretty darn good.
He takes a lot of the blame for the fact that the Vikings haven't done better, but it's not his fault. Clearly, he's done his job, and I have a feeling that he will land somewhere if he does not stay in Minnesota. I would not stay there if I were
him. With New York Giants, if I was Cousins, not only would I go to the Giants because of two reasons. He can win. Number two, Madison Avenue.
Yeah, it's what a place to be. Hey, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Absolutely. And when you look at Cousins and the Giants, that's a nice fit. And with Belichick, he would be really a perfect fit.
Well, you have another line here that I'm going to get into, which would make his job even easier if he were the head coach of the New York Giants, because he would get
or the general manager.
Or
if
the
I
GM.
Was a general manager to put all these puzzles together, I'd be pretty damn good, believe me.
Yeah. Denver is going to trade Russell Wilson to the Commanders to reunite him with Pat Quinn, his former offensive
Absolutely.
Coordinator.
Absolutely. That's going to happen.
I guess I just can't understand it. It was clear that Russell Wilson was a product of the system that Pete Carroll had in Seattle. Russell Wilson goes away. They bring in Geno Smith, a guy who I'm pretty sure was flipping pizzas the week before he got the starting job in Seattle, and Geno Smith looks like a Hall of Famer in that system. The Seattle Seahawks, for some reason, moved on from Pete Carroll. And
well, that system went to Chicago.
Yeah.
With their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how things ring out in Chicago, and the Commanders will continue to command.
Well, you know, they just had an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He used to be the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes. What's wrong with me? I know his name.
That's him, Kingsbury. Yeah. He was a Texas Tech too. What's his name?
Cliff Kingsbury. He was That's Texas him. Tech.
Yeah.
He was the head coach of the Arizona
Cardinals,
and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator.
Well, what would be a better fit for him to get he's an ex-quarterback anyway.
Yeah.
So if he gets a Russell Wilson in there, well, I like the guy Sam Howell.
I like Sam Howell,
Washington
too.
Now?
Yeah, I like
Sam
Howell.
Oh, I think he's the kind of guy that you have a real good coach, he would be a great quarterback.
I honestly believe, and you know that's the team that I support.
Yeah, and I'm sad with that.
It's me too. But I believe that he's the guy that you got to give a chance to. He's not had a good coaching staff around him. I think
he hadn't had a fair shake.
Yeah, I think that Ron Rivera was a ridiculously bad hire. I don't know what it is with Ron Rivera, but he keeps getting chances. He'll probably be the head coach of some other team down the road. But anyway, before we got to run here pretty soon, but we need to talk about it again. Zero Dark 30. ODark30.com. ODark30.com. They are a basically like military style clothing that is fashionable. So this is these are clothes that you can look like you're out there to kick some ass, but you still look good if you go into the club. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a 5-star clothing line, man. I mean, when you look at what Lenny and Ellie did, and that's my friends, the DePauls, they're geniuses. I mean, they really are with Old Dark 30. I mean, it's just the coolest stuff, man. And you got to go to Old Dark 30. If you don't, you're missing out. And you know, we have winners that listen to this show. All our listeners are winners, not a bunch of woke son bitches. These guys will support odark30.com because the merch is cooler than cool. Believe me.
Merca. Odark30.com. Go support them. MLB spring training has started. There will be games this week. It's going to be fun to get back into it. I've got my fantasy draft. I swear, my most enjoyable
stuff.
But I got to say, Eddie, I play fantasy football. It's kind of just because it's there. It gives you a chance to watch some of the games that you wouldn't necessarily
watch. Let me ask
you
a question real quick. I heard you have a fantasy porn league too. Is that true?
Of course I do. How can you not? My picks keep dying though. I don't know what's going on over there, but every time I turn around, boy. one of my top picks has passed away at the age of 28. It's crazy. I don't know what's happening.
They're blowing up.
Yeah. Did you see that Rob Manfred is finally going to get out of here? 2028 is going to be his last year as commissioner of the MLB.
That guy sucks.
Oh my God. I mean, all the changes. Horrible. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not the fact that you needed to change the rules in baseball. It's the fact that you need to get baseball more available to everybody. Stop it with putting it on cable TV channels. Stop it with keep having your own streaming service. They did finally stop that. You can watch baseball on ESPN Plus. I don't think that you need to change the size of the bases or change any of that to make baseball good.
No.
Baseball.
And you know something? What makes me so mad, Jeff? I'm a purist, man. You know, I'm a baseball. I love baseball.
I want them to raise the mound back up. If you can't hit the guy.
Well, they need to.
I know.
They need to. And you know something? What makes me so mad is they took the spontaneity out of the game.
Yeah.
There's no bang, bang plays at home plate. No bang, bang plays at first. No bang, bang plays at second base. Let's go to the replay. What the hell with your damn replay?
Yeah.
You know, the game of baseball was played without interference from let's go to the videotape. Well, hell, anybody in their right mind can pick something to death, and that's what they do. These poor umpires, they give you their heart and soul, and these umpires in Major League Baseball are damn good. And, you know, when you start looking at balls and strikes, you can't take the spontaneity out of any of the games.
No, that's the thing,
too. But that's what that idiot has done.
I swear, it was more fun watching baseball when a ball got called a strike and it mattered and everybody's upset. And you as a fan got to get upset, too.
Yeah.
They're taking that away. You can't. And all these plays, like the ball that bounces a half an inch foul and it's called fair. That used to drive me nuts as a fan, but I loved it. And now they're taking that all away with replays. I hate replay in every sport. It slows the game down. People on TV don't like watching it. Let's get rid of instant replay. Let the humans make the calls. Listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the legend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, we talked Daytona 500 winner William Byron. Excited for the kid. He was very excited about it. Too bad his dad couldn't make it. Feel bad about that, but... I guess maybe there's a chance he's a Hendrix race car driver. His dad will get to see him win one.
Well, absolutely. And you know something? I want to salute, as they say, my friends at the Houston Astros for signing Jose Altuve. And oh my God, gave him 5 years, $125 million. Hey, you can eat a lot of tacos on Tuesday with them.
Yeah, he's an Astro for life, it looks like now. And
yeah, he's a good
been
one.
He's been the face of that franchise, you know. He's brought a championship to them. He knelt down to my Washington Nationals and gave them a championship, which I'm very appreciative of. But you know, it's you knew Milo Hamilton. I worked with Milo Hamilton.
I told you to tell it Milo hello.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he didn't get to live to see that first championship, but he was looking down at those guys and very proud of those Houston Astros. So congratulations, Houston, for signing the face of your franchise, Jose Altuve, in a day and age where guys move around like pieces on a chessboard. You never know who's going to stick around and play for your franchise, especially now that the Astros are nearing the end of their window. That's usually when the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers scoop your guys up, but not Jose Altuve. I got to give it to him. Loyalty to the Houston Astros. I'm very happy to see that. Now keep him. Don't trade him away for young guys.
And my beloved Houston, that I love Houston, and I love the Woodlands. And so my hat's off because I'm a big Astro fan and I love the Astros, and my salute's off.
I love the food around that stadium because
goodness, if you can't eat there, man, and you go hungry, you're in trouble.
Yeah, the food there is very good. I was at the World Series there, the last one they played in, and had a good time eating around that stadium, and they won that one too over the
Shiner
Bears.
Not bad
Phillies.
Either, you know.
Yep. All right. Well, WWE, we'll keep talking about them as long as there's news. You know, that's something near and dear to our heart is wrestling with my boy Eddie Mansfield here. But Eddie, we'll have to go here. Tell him goodbye.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody. See you next week.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.